Next case, please.
Our next case number is case number 12,219. J. Michael and Jill Yoder seek a special use exemption for a garage studio apartment for a variance from the maximum square footage for a garage studio apartment, sections 115.4, 115.23, and 115.210 and 115.211 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Woodyard Road, approximately 677 feet northeast of Greenhurst Farm Road. The 911 address is 10220 Woodyard Road, Greenwood. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel ID is District 513, Map 5, Parcel 19.02. Specifically, the applicant seeks a variance of 630 square feet from the 800 square feet required for the garage studio apartment. Staff have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero returns. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Hutt.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, and members of the board and county staff. I'm going to ask Mr. Yoder if he would be sworn in at this time.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jamie M. Yoder, 10222 Woodyard Road, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
For the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown. I think I've appeared in front of all the members of the board previously. I am an attorney with the law firm of Morris, James, Wilson, Howick, and Byard, and this evening I am representing Jay and Jill Yoder, the owners of property at 10222 Woodyard Road, which is situated northeast of Greenwood, and which is the property that is the subject of tonight's application. With me tonight, as you just heard, when he was sworn in by Mr. Sharp, is one of the owners of the property, Jay Yoder. Sitting near the back and waving a little bit is his wife, the other owner of the property, Jill Yoder. Sitting next to her are three of their four children, Megan, J. Michael, and Joshua. And also here...
I think one's in the bathroom.
Okay. There's two of the three. And also here in the building this evening is Jay Yoder's father, Gerald Yoder, and his mother is sitting back there and waving, and that is Ruth Ann Yoder. And Gerald and Ruth Ann Yoder are pretty much the primary subject of tonight's application for this property. Some of you may be familiar with Mr. Yoder. I think you have seen him before in applications to the board. He is a construction person. He's in the construction industry, and I think you've seen him assisting applicants in front of the board and testifying regarding the construction of their homes. As was read into the record a moment ago by Mr. Whitehouse, tonight's application is for both a special use exception for a garage studio apartment, as well as a variance request from the 800 square feet permitted under the Sussex County Code for a garage studio apartment. A moment ago, exhibit notebooks were handed down to each of you, and it looks like you all have one. I will note for the record that due to a miscommunication between my staff members and I, exhibit number two is actually at tab three, and tab three is actually at tab two. So we have reversed those. And in addition, there is a supplement that was included, which is a copy of Gerald Yoder's identification card, as well as some pictures of his existing home. Wanted to begin this evening by looking at the property itself and describing sort of the background of why we are here. What's in tab three, which again should have been tab two, but is tab three in your exhibit notebook, are plots and deeds for the two pieces of land that comprise the property owned by Jay and Jill Yoder. This is a fairly common scheme, as you know, in Sussex County, where a family owns a piece of property, and then over time, other family members own adjacent properties or receive a portion of the primary person's property, and this situation is no different. In fact, if you were to look at the supplement and see the identification card that was submitted for Gerald Yoder, you will note that he is 76 years young. And he could tell you that other than 11 years of his life for college and a few other activities, he has lived at the property which is located between Greenhurst Farm Road and Woodyard Road, again, for all but 11 years. So for 65 of those 76 years, that has been his home. In fact, I learned this evening that he was actually born in the original house on that property. Unfortunately, Mr. Yoder Sr., his health is deteriorating, and his doctor has informed him that it would be best for him and his well-being and safety if he did not live in a home that had multiple levels with steps. If you look at the supplement that was added to your exhibit notebooks, you will see some pictures. And as you can imagine, an original home of that age has been renovated over the years. There have been a number of renovations to it, and every one of those seems to be at a different level. There are steps throughout the home. And for the purposes of the hearing tonight, we received a note from his doctor, which is included at tab 6 in your exhibit notebook, his doctor being the neurology, with a group, the Neurology Center of Southern Delaware, PA. And that indicates that, if at all possible, he should be living on a single floor home, or where there's all single level living. In addition, you will see that what was handed up to you, probably the first page in the exhibit, is an identification card. And as Mr. Yoder Sr.'s health has deteriorated, just a couple months ago, the doctors did ask him to stop driving, and that is why his driver's license has now been converted to the identification card that you see in front of you. Due to the Yoder's family values, as well as their faith, they believe that they should care for a family member on their own, unless it is no longer medically possible for that to occur. It is still certainly possible for the Yoders to assist with their parents' care, and that is the purpose of tonight's application. The purpose of this garage apartment is to allow them to care for Mr. Yoder at this time, and should she need it, for Mrs. Yoder, and remain in, as you will get to in a little bit, remain on a single family or single level of living for this, as well as provide enough area for a caretaker should that be necessary in the future. The property itself, as you can see on the tax map, is located along Woodyard Road. If you look in your exhibit notebook at tab 2, you will see the same tax map that's on your screen, but we've gone out or zoomed out quite a bit just so you can pick up some of the features that are in the area and orient yourself to the location of the property. If you turn the exhibit notebook sideways and orient it so that the language is the right way, you can see DuPont Highway or Route 13 is on the left-hand side, and in fact, where the Yoder residence is about 3/4 of a mile, give or take, from its intersection with Woodyard Road. If you turn the page, you can see that's a zoning map of the area. And what you see with the various colored parcels that are there, it's the second page of tab 2, is that this area is all zoned AR1. The various colored blocks that you see there are either agricultural preservation districts or agricultural preservation easements, again reflecting the agricultural nature of this area. If you look, if you've oriented your notebook so that the reading or the writing goes the correct way, in the lower left-hand corner you will see a little rectangle of gray, which if you look at the legend there, states that that is heavy industrial or HI1. I'm sure everybody here is familiar with Berica Homes, and that is what is that gray block. It's the northernmost portion of the factory where they produce homes, obviously formerly Nanticoke Homes. And in fact, if you turn the page, you can see the aerial overlay of that same tax map with the Yoder parcel highlighted in yellow in the middle. And then when you get to the lower left-hand part of that screen, you can see a little bit of the Berica factory that's there, which is that HI1. The rest of the tax maps, as you page through tab 2, simply start to bring this property a little more into focus. It narrows in on that. And again, you can see when you narrow in that all of the surrounding lands are zoned AR1. And when you look at the aerial overlay, you see typical agricultural uses. You see both farmland, you see chicken houses, and then you see single-family homes, which is very typical of Sussex County's AR1 district. The very last image in tab 2 is pretty much the exact same image as is on the screens around the room at this moment. And you can see the Yoder property is highlighted in yellow. Wanted to point out a couple features of the property. As you can see, it, like all the property that surrounds it, it is zoned AR1. It is a little over 1.5 acres. And there is a wooded area along the part of the property that's missing the back corner. And as you can see, that abuts another wooded area on an adjacent property. This is a low-lying area. If you were to go back and look at the deeds and the plots for the original configuration of this land, you will see that the Yoders actually created two lots there with the intention, there's 300 feet along the frontage there, that portion of Woodyard Road, and there were going to be two lots. Unfortunately, the lot that would be closest to the woods was in a low-lying area and would not perk. So since then, those lots have been combined into one, which is why it's 1.57 acres at this time. Tab 4 in your exhibit notebook, which is the real tab 4, there was no switching of tabs for that one, you will see an actual boundary survey of the little over 1.5 acres, as well as all the improvements and structures that are on that. I would note that the second page is a much smaller version. The Sussex County Planning and Zoning staff asked us to identify what each of the improvements was on that. And so those have been written in there and are there for your ready reference. Of course, there's a rectangle, which is approximately 43 feet by 65 feet, showing the proposed location of the garage apartment on the Yoder property. If you recall from the tax map, from the tax maps we looked at, as well as the ones that are on the screen, you can see that that proposed location is in that wooded area where that other lot would have been had it been able to perk and have its own septic system. The very next tab in your exhibit notebook is the proposed layout of the garage apartment. And you will see that the garage and storage portion of that is to the right-hand side. Again, if you orient it so that the writing is facing the correct direction. And you will see that as it was introduced by Mr. Whitehouse, it does exceed the square footage limitation of 800 square feet as is set forth in the Sussex County Code. Since the application was filed, Mr. Yoder has worked with the draftsperson to try to reduce the size even further to bring it to be closer into conformity with the county code. And as when Mr. Whitehouse read the application into the record, he noted that the application was for a 630 square foot variance. And in fact, if you look at, and that was accurate from what was filed with the application, there has been a little bit of reduction here to try to come closer. And you can see now that the variance request would be 552 square feet. So they were able to find 78 square feet that could be removed from the home to further reduce the variance application before the board tonight. There are two primary features of this garage apartment which account for the square footage, that 552 square feet. The first is, and I know we have several members of the board that deal in the construction industry, and of course I'm sure they quickly recognized that the home has been set up and designed for wheelchair accessibility. You can see the door sizes, the room sizes are such that they will allow for handicapped accessibility. And that obviously adds a little bit of square footage. As you go throughout a house, you pick up square footage for all of those things. In addition, you will see that there is a ramp and structure that would allow for access to the home without exposure to the elements, so that anyone transporting Mr. Yoder could get him into and out of the house without even using a ramp, as you can see at the rear of the property, again, without being exposed to the elements and using the garage and storage area that is part of this garage apartment application. The other thing that adds square footage to this is you will see that there is a bedroom number two that is listed there. And the purpose of that is that if there is a situation that involves a caretaker, that there will be a place for the caretaker without the caretaker having to either be in the main living area of the home or for one of the Yoder staff to move to the main living area of the home and then the caretaker take the bedroom. This would allow for each of the parties, whether it be the caretaker or the individual themselves, to have access to their own private room. The basis of this configuration, particularly things, the ramp feature that you see at the back there, were based off of a similar design or plan that is used by Country Rest Home. So some of those concepts were utilized in coming up with this plan to help provide these services to the senior Yoders as they age and need more assistance. If you look at the picture photograph that is immediately behind the architectural plan for the property, you will see a Google Earth image, and that is Jay and Jill Yoder's home. That's the front of their home. And if you look at the architectural rendering, you will see that they tried to mimic or copy that with the two A-frame structures on each side, one being the garage, the other being the apartment portion of it, as well as a porch in the middle. So that, and what this allows is if a person were driving by, they would think there were two lots there, they would think there were basically two structures that were intended to be there, it wouldn't look out of place. As the board knows, there are, and as repeated numerous times tonight, there are five factors that the board considers in the granting of a variance. The first of those factors is the uniqueness of the property. The uniqueness of the property, as you can see if you look at the screens, is the odd shape and configuration of the parcel, which is coupled with that lower lying area, which doesn't allow for there to be a separate lot per se there. With that low lying area and that lot portion of the lot not being subject to a septic system, the lots were combined, which creates the need for the variance this evening. And the additional square footage that was just discussed in those architectural plans is necessary so that the garage apartment can, again, be handicapped accessible and allow room for a caretaker if and when that might be necessary. The second factor is whether it's necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. And as was just described a little bit in that last factor, because of the physical configuration of the property, it cannot be reasonably used for the applicant's aged and increasingly infirm father without the requested variance. The third factor is whether or not it was created by the applicant. And the applicants certainly did not create this need. The effects of aging are something that will affect all of us at some point in time in our lives. None of us can stop that process, and the senior Yoders are fortunate to have family, as you can see behind us tonight, that are willing to take care of them. The fourth factor is whether or not it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I would submit that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As was demonstrated when we looked at the tax maps, this is a very typical Sussex County rural and agricultural area. And there's a mixture of farms and homes, and this would look like either a garage or an apartment or a home, however you want to characterize it, but it would look very similar to the nature and character of this area. As you can see from the tax map that was in tab 2 as well as on the screen, this garage apartment will be located a significant distance from the nearest home. In fact, the nearest home will actually be across the street on Woodyard Road. There is obviously the wooded area on the about 83-acre farm that's immediately adjacent to this, and then a field that separates this from the home, closest home, as you travel closer to the Kent County border, which is about a half a mile away from this. The fifth factor is whether the proposed variance is the minimum that would afford relief. And as was indicated, the 552 square foot variance, which is revised from the application as it was filed, is the minimum that would allow the home to be handicapped accessible and have that room for a caregiver. Those are the factors for a variance. As you know, this application also for the garage apartment requires a special use exception, and as the board knows, the standard for that is whether or not it will, the exception would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property. Some of this was just covered with the variance factors and the effect on the adjacent properties. But again, as you can see, it would be in keeping with the area for a home to be on a use like this, a garage apartment use, within what amounts to about a 3/4 acre lot. And there is a minimal impact with the forested and other agricultural buffers that exist between this and the adjacent properties. In addition, it's my understanding that there are several neighbors here in support of this application, and hopefully we will be able to find that out in a few minutes. At this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Yoder if he would join me up here. Mr. Yoder, are you one of the owners of the property?
Yes, I am.
And are you familiar with all the parts of the application that were discussed tonight, including the description of the property as well as the plans for the garage apartment?
Yes.
You've heard the information as I presented it. Was the application presented accurately and what was said true and correct?
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to add to the board?
Just want to thank you for hearing this, and as you see, my family's here, and my family is very important to me, and I feel they've done a lot for me, and I feel a strong obligation to take care of them. It's kind of my turn now, I guess, and so that's why I'm asking this.
That concludes our presentation. Mr. Yoder and I, and any of the Yoders, are available should you have any questions for us.
Other questions from members of the board?
No, I think it's well presented by Mr. Hutt.
Agreed.
Covered all the questions I may have had. Thank you.
Mr. Sharon?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Very well, then. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I count 9 hands.
Yep.
And is there anyone here in opposition to this application? That would be a good time for him to go to the bathroom. Very well. If there's nothing else, chair will entertain a motion.
Am I making the motion?
Be nice.
I am? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a motion that we approve the special use exemption for a garage studio apartment. I believe that they have met all the criteria, and I applaud them for being able to take care of their loved ones.
And I'll second that motion.
Variance.
We just want to, does that include the variance for this square footage as well?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
Mr. Calloway.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Calloway. That's
okay. I didn't hear you. Okay. And by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the previous reason that had been stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Good luck.
And just to be clear,